Welcome back to Greeks of the Globe. I'm your host, Andrea Nicola. After a two-week break, we are back with a special two-part podcast on food Instagrammers. We look at two Instagrammers, one Cypriot and one Greek, both in Australia, with two very different roads to getting there. In the first episode, we speak to Desi, a Greek Instagrammer with the page Desi_Cooks. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I feel very, very honoured and so grateful to be the first person for Australia. That's actually very touching for me. So I thank you very, very much for the opportunity.
And my first Melbourne person as well.
I'm the first Melbourne person, so yeah.
I'm not even from Melbourne, but I've started claiming it.
If you live here, no, we claim you. That's fine.
All right. So I thought we could just start off with maybe like if you introduced yourself, just tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are for people who don't know you.
Sure. So my name is Desi. I started an Instagram page called Desi_Cooks, and that's been my passion for the last 3-4 years. I'm a mum of two gorgeous girls who are at primary school. My husband is a greengrocer and he's Italian. And my background is my parents migrated to Australia in the 70s and started in a fresh fish shop on Chapel Street in Prahran. And I've always grown up around food. So I love food. I love anything really creative. So I worked in retail for a long time, worked with Country Road for 20 years. So I was in retail. So I'm all about, you know, selling and just I enjoy interacting with people. So yeah, that's a bit about me. But I'm a summer girl. I love sunshine. I love being outdoors. I love cooking outside, like barbecues. And I just like entertaining with family and friends. So yeah, I'm pretty chill.
What were your actual intentions with starting it? Like, I think it's nice because you don't make just Greek food, but I do like the idea of like preserving the Greek culture and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
What was your initial, like, why did you start it?
Okay. So Desi_Cooks really is about what I'm cooking at home. So it's not always necessarily Greek. My husband is Italian. I like different cuisines. I'm happy to try Chinese, Indian, you name it. I'm happy to give anything a go. So I think the major focus of it is to inspire others that you don't need much to have a great meal. It's simple ingredients and it's more to inspire others to give them ideas, maybe the confidence to put a meal together, maybe not just for your family, maybe invite some friends over. Because growing up Greek, that's what we always did too, like the table's full of food, everyone's welcome to come over. And I want to maintain that culture for my children to see and to use food as an avenue for people to really get together, have a few laughs, enjoy. And if you don't want to make it, you don't have to make everything. Ask someone to bring a plate. You know, someone brings dessert, someone brings a salad. Like you can all come together quite easily. So I think Desi_Cooks is more about inspiring others. Easy, simple recipes. I'm not into complicated recipes. I don't have time to, you know, spend 10 hours on one meal. And I tend to do like quick meals during the week and save things like stuffed tomatoes for a Sunday. You know, when you've got a bit more time, they do take a bit more preparation. They're devoured in no time. They're eaten so quickly, but it's worth it. It's worth those special meals where you come together as a family. For me, I enjoy that. It's what makes me happy and it makes me feel fulfilled. And I don't like also buying special ingredients like, you know, something they're going to use once and never again. I find that really wasteful. I'd rather, you know, use staples, a few extras here and there, but things I don't want to be wasteful either. Do you know what I mean? Like I like to buy a pomegranate because I know I'm going to use it, but I wouldn't want somebody to buy a pomegranate if they're only going to use half for a salad and they're not going to eat the other half. Do you know what I mean? So I hope it inspires people to, yeah, just get in the kitchen, cook basic, cook simple and enjoy it.
Okay. Yeah. So from what I saw, so it wasn't always called Desi_Cooks, was it?
No. So initially I called it Fresh Outlook Cooks from our fruit shop called Fresh Outlook in East Malvern. So it started as that name first. And then the Desi_Cooks came along just to make it more personal. And I started getting a bit more confident to get in front of the camera and to show myself a bit more. So once I sort of gained that confidence, I stuck a Desi with it and said, you know what, this has really turned into something that's more about me rather than the shop. And it became really something that I feel is a bit of a reflection of myself.
So I'm trying to get your journey essentially. So you started off doing it for the shop. Were you still at Country Road at that point?
So I was at Country Road. The shop, you know, is a major part of our life. And I was sort of balancing it with coming home from work cooking a meal, quickly running outside if the sun's still shining to get a great shot, and or putting it on the table and telling everyone, don't eat it yet, wait, I'm going to take a photo. So they're all like, oh. So sometimes they have it cold, lukewarm. Most times they're getting it warm to hot. So I'm getting better and quicker at snapping those little Instagram pics.
Wait, that interests me. So you said, when you started taking photos, the food would end up being cold because it took you so long.
Yeah, so it would take me, like, my phone would be like filled with food photos. So it would take me so long to get the right shot that most times my family were having lukewarm to cold meals. So, and also, you know, the use of a chair, to stand up on a chair to get the right angle, that bird's eye view. And you'd be interested in, you know, using a lot of props and lighting and different ticks and tricks to get the right shot.
So that obviously depicts the beginning of your journey, starting off with trying to get the right shot and more. Where has this journey taken you so far?
Yeah, so in early 2020, I auditioned to be in a cooking show, in a national cooking show on a major network in Australia, and was fortunate enough to be chosen along with my cousin Penny to go and represent Greece, to represent Greek Australians in cooking. So that was an amazing experience. That didn't air until September of 2020, so it was meant to be along with the Olympics. However, you know, coronavirus has happened and has impacted a lot of people's lives, businesses and opportunities. So unfortunately, this also happened. But fortunately for us, we had an amazing time. We were very successful. We ended up winning the show. We won $50,000 each. So winning Plate of Origin meant that I could step down from my part-time job and pursue this foodie career. So since the show, I think there will be more opportunities coming, but I've had the opportunity to collaborate with some great brands. I've been asked to do podcasts such as yours, and really there's more coming. It's still early days, but there's more on the horizon. I launched my own seasoning range just before the show aired, so it was a fantastic opportunity for me to have something to offer and to sell, to really leverage this opportunity of being on national television. So once the show started, I had my website up and running, and my seasoning was selling it in our fruit shop and some other stores in Melbourne as well. So I've had a lot of support and some great success with the seasoning. Sales have been fantastic. We did like gift packs at Christmas. And they're all handmade by me. So it's a labor of love. It's a small business, but it's something else that I can offer to inspire people to cook in the kitchen.
After the show, your audience grew a little bit, and since then you've had more opportunities. What sort of stuff have you been able to do through your Instagram page now?
So I found that once your audience grows and you do attain more followers, you do have more opportunities as far as collaborations and sponsored posts. So I think once you keep and maintain your integrity and people trust you and they know you, you really have to align yourself with like-minded brands. So as far as there is a difference between collaboration and a sponsored post or an ad, basically. So you find that you have more opportunities because more companies and more small businesses will reach out to you.
What's the difference?
So a collaboration is a company will gift you their product. So you might get a box of pasta to use and share with your audience on your Insta stories or a post. And then if you get sponsored or an ad, you actually get paid for doing that. So you might be contacted through a PR agency. You might get a DM on your Instagram account. And because you're considered a bit more of an influencer, you can start charging for that. But what you've got to take into account is people that do that, it's because you need to either create a recipe. You need to type up the recipe. You need to take photos. You need to take photos and give the clients options to choose from. And even the process of filming the Insta story, that all takes time. So all that time you need to factor in. And that is why, you know, influencers and like myself, you have to charge because that might take you hours and hours. So, you know, that is why you can now have the opportunity, the next level, to actually charge for your time and charge for your recipes and your photographs.
So when you were doing those sponsored posts. So you've done sponsored posts in the past?
I've done a couple. Yeah, I've done about three. Yeah, I've done
three. You were saying like there's quite a lot of work involved in it. So
there's a lot of work.
Are you able to give us an example of one that you've done and what you've done, or you're not allowed to talk about it?
Oh, no, I can. I did one for Lilydale Chicken, for example. So they'll send you out the product. You've got to come up with an idea of how you're going to serve that, what how you're going to cook it, how you're going to serve it, and you need to present it so that the product placement looks good, and you need to give them options. So, you know, and then when you're filming, you need to do your own hair and makeup. You need to present well. You know, it's a team effort. So I'll get my husband to film it for me, make sure the lighting's good, and try and maximize, take the opportunity to be creative, show yourself in your photos, and be honest, maintain your integrity, and align yourselves with brands who are like-minded. So I pick and choose now who I like to work with, because I like to align myself with people who have the same integrity as I do.
So I was speaking to Eleni from My Family Food Diary. Yes. She's another food blogger.
Yes.
Who I believe you know.
Yes.
And she was telling me that you guys did a catch up on the weekend. And
we did.
I just found that pretty interesting. So essentially you've now moved into this food blogging world.
Yeah.
And what's the community like? Tell me about your experience since you've been in it with others, the other Greek food bloggers, that sort of thing.
Yeah, so on Instagram, it's really funny because you really click with a lot of people, you have similar likes, similar interests, and you just become Insta friends. And then there was a collective group of us that we just kept, you know, similar comments, or we'd say the same thing, or we'd like each other's posts and like each other's comments, and it sort of became a conversation between, and you get to, you know, the DMs and the, we just had a lot in common. And whether it be Greek or non-Greek, you make an Instagram community. So we had the opportunity where I think it was 13 of us got together and actually met in real life. And because it was a whole group of us, it took the stigma off of, oh, I don't know this person, or I might not know anyone. But when we met, it was like catching up with cousins. You know, it was hugs and kisses all around. We have similar interests, similar backgrounds. We, you know, we might have kids, we might not, we're different ages. It didn't matter. What was similar and the tying factor was that we all loved food, and that's what brought us together. So essentially we've made a little like a foodie club, like we've gotten to know each other and we were there to support each other. So it's been great. And look, I've been very fortunate. I've had a fantastic and a positive experience on Instagram, and those girls have been there from the start. So we just sort of, I think we all sort of started around the same time-ish. We just had a lot of similarities. So meeting together, it's like meeting with friends. And we've been really lucky in that sense, and so grateful to have met them. And they're genuinely, what you see is what you get. And I love that. I'm drawn to people like that.
How does it feel now to be with such a strong network of Greek foodies, essentially?
Yeah, so a strong network of Greek foodies is a great base also to bounce ideas off each other. You're there to support each other, because Instagram, you know, you go through peaks and troughs. There's different algorithms. You might support each other with promoting an event or different business ventures, or you might see an amazing post and you'll share it with your followers, because we're here to support each other. You know, representing or showing one of our fellow Instagrammers that we admire and that we respect. You know, someone else might say, "Go, oh, they're really nice. I'll have a look at their feed. I like them too. Give them a follow." So I think essentially it's supporting each other, and not just the followers, it's the likes, it's the knowing that we're there for each other.
So I had one more question. Ever since you finished Plate of Origin, you've had some really cool experiences. One, I recall you did some Greek TV. You were interviewed on Greek TV. What was that experience like?
So we were, Penny and I were just overwhelmed by the amazing support from the Greek community. It was so touching, so heartfelt, so lovely, especially from the older generation. I think they really enjoyed it. They were so proud. And even the young ones, you know, proud to say they were Greek. It was just lovely. It was so beautiful. It was a very special experience. And then that extended and flowed out across the waters to Greece. And we were approached to do some TV interviews. And it was mind-blowing. So it was amazing. Felt very welcomed, very proud. And it was just such a fantastic opportunity to represent Greek Australians. And I think they were just chuffed. Look, like us all Greeks, we love it when we win anything. So, you know, we were welcomed with open arms. We love to win. We love to invent things. It was a fantastic opportunity. So I had to brush up on my Greek skills. So but they don't mind if you throw an English word in here and there. But it was great. Yeah, I loved it. Loved it.
Okay.
Yeah, the Greeks were amazing.
I thought it was cool. That's why I thought it was a good thing to bring up in this because not everyone gets that opportunity.
Oh, no. And we were so proud to represent Greek Australians and they were so proud of us. And it was just, it was beautiful connection to have back to Greece. It was really such an honour, such an honour. Even in Plate of Origin, I remember when I walked through the gates and the Greek flag is flapping in the wind and it is blowing in the wind and you have this overwhelming sense of pride and joy and honour. It was just such an honour. I'm so grateful that we were chosen and so grateful. It was such an amazing opportunity. We had to snap it up and we had to do the Greeks proud. And it just it was amazing, amazing. Intense to film during COVID, but amazing at the same time.
So we've heard about the journey you've had through Desi Cooks. What was your childhood like?
So my parents migrated out to Australia in the 70s and they've always been in sea. That's what I've known. I've grown up in the back of a fish shop. So, you know, the fish shop was downstairs. You had one lounge out the back, a couple of bedrooms upstairs, the toilet outside. It wasn't very luxurious, but my mum had a smile on her face every day and my parents were just hardworking, you know, Greek fishmongers. So I've grown up in seafood and fish, yeah. And as a child, I don't think I appreciated having fresh fish and seafood at my fingertips. But as you grow older, I have a newfound appreciation and I love it. I love it. And I really encourage my kids to have it now. And my father.
I 100% get what you're
saying. And my father always, we always had the freshest, the best fish. There was never had a bad experience. It's always been there. And my parents eat a lot of seafood. They have a lot of fish. So for me, it was just part of our culture. It was part of growing up. It was my childhood was seafood.
My parents also had a fish shop, but and when I hated it growing up, like I didn't want any fish, I didn't want anything like that.
Yeah.
And then as soon as we sold the shop, I was like, I want fish.
Yes.
Once you realize that it's no longer available to you.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Growing up as a child, you grew up in a shop. What age did you start working?
Oh, I can remember working from a young age. I remember getting home from primary school and, you know, bagged down out in the shop because my parents' English wasn't all that fantastic either. So they were quite happy to have us. My sister and I, we both had to work in the shop. So we were on Chapel Street till I was 16 and then my father brought into a partnership in Paran Market, which is a really big market with lots of different storeholders. So at that time, I think there was like four other fish shops in there. So you've got like four fish shops, four butchers. There's a deli. There's a bakery, fresh bakery. There's a florist, amazing fruit and veg shop. So it was a big market. So it was really different from going to a single, you know, storefront, shop front on Chapel Street to a Paran Market experience. Like it was just so busy all the time. So, and then we were there. We were in Paran Market for nearly 20 years as well. So it's always been, as a child, primary school, you worked at the shop, you know, when you got home, weekends, so not Sunday, because back then we didn't have Sunday trade, it was only Saturday in those nice days of no Sunday trade. So we would work every Saturday, and then once I hit high school and beyond, you were there, school holidays, Christmas was flat out, Easter, it was kind of an expectation. The work ethic is, you know, you work. And we all worked, my sister, my mum, my dad, you're all there. It's a bit of a family affair.
I thought the way we could end it would be just, I do this in all my interviews actually, and this one is actually relevant, so it's not like I'm randomly bringing it up.
Yes.
What's your favourite like Greek dish? What would be your ultimate favourite one?
Are you going to make me choose just one? Do I have to choose one? Okay, I'm going to say a souvlaki. For me, I love a good souvlaki. I love it. I love the tender meat. I love the salad. I love the pita. I love the tzatziki. It's got everything. So I'm going to go with the souvlaki.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's a good one. I don't I don't know if anyone said souvlaki yet.
The only thing I don't eat is eggplant. I know it's a sin for a Greek to say, but I don't eat eggplant. I can make you a moussaka, but I'm not going to eat the moussaka. So I'll do that for my husband.
Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you coming onto the show. It's been great. And yeah, thank you so much for your time.
Andrea, I'm so honored. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on, and it's been lovely chatting with you. Thank you so much.
On our next episode, we speak to a Cypriot Instagram foodie who had a very different road to getting here than Desi Cooks. You can find more episodes on GreekCityTimes.com or Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. You can also find us on Greeks of the Globe on Instagram.